This is the Mason Vera Payne Show, your go-to lifestyle program, covering everything from technology and gaming, to movies, TV shows, and pop culture, to the supernatural and beyond. Brought to you from Chicago, USA, with your host, the unabridged millennial, Mason Vera Payne.
Mason Payne here, live from the NVP studios in Chicago, and thank you for tuning in. Google Trends expert Justin Brewer is going to join me to break down the top five search trends on Google this week. Thanks for joining me, Justin.
Hey, thanks for having me.
All right, so what do we get for number five?
We've got Coffee Mate, and this non-dairy creamer company has released two new flavors. We got Funfetti, and we've got Cinnamon Toast Crunch. And the Cinnamon Toast Crunch flavor is supposed to taste like the Cinnamilk left at the bottom of the cereal bowl when you eat Cinnamon Toast Crunch and there's just milk left at the bottom, which is great. I think this is disgusting, and I personally will not be friends with anybody that puts this in their coffee. I mean, it's like so sugary. And just, what's the point of drinking coffee? Just have a cake if you really want these flavors. I don't know. I guess I'll try it, but it's going to be pretty hard to convince me that this is a good idea.
I actually use Coffee Mate. It's the cinnamon vanilla one, which is so hard to find in Chicago. I don't know why. Like, everybody buys it up and then they're just gone. So I was like, the Funfetti, I was like, ooh, I do like Funfetti cake. And once a year, I will indulge myself in Funfetti cake, you know? But I'm a little bit disgusted, but I want to try it. I'm morbidly curious what it tastes like.
I guess I'm curious, too. I'm also shocked that it doesn't exist already. Like, it took the world until 2019. I guess it's actually coming out in January 2020 to realize that people love Funfetti and that we should put it in coffee. I mean, that just goes to show you there's good ideas out there that haven't been thought of yet. And so the next one's just right around the corner.
I'm the opposite of this, Justin. I think this is a mistake, and I think it's going to bomb, but I'm going to buy it anyways just because I'm going to sit there and say, you know, this is disgusting. I got to know.
You got to know. Try everything once.
What do we get for number four?
We've got Lizzie McGuire so stoked on this. So if anybody's listening and you don't know who Lizzie McGuire is, she had a very popular show. It was Hilary Duff playing Lizzie McGuire on the Disney Channel from 2001 to 2004, plus they did a 2003 movie as well. But it's just such a great coming-of-age show. I feel like I grew up with Lizzie. I mean, Hilary Duff is my age, essentially. But they're doing a reboot on Disney Plus, and they're bringing everybody back. They're bringing back Adam Lambert as Gordo. And if you remember, when the series ended, there was something going on between Lizzie and Adam. They were all, Lizzie and Gordo, they were always best friends. But then in the final yearbook photo, she kissed him on the cheek because he wrote in her yearbook, "Don't ever change, and I mean it." So who knows what's going to happen during this reboot? So I'm very excited. And Lizzie or Hilary Duff posted on Instagram a photo of her and Adam from back in the day, which brings you back to all the feels. But Disney Plus is just like, God, the nostalgic factor is just off the charts.
Definitely off the chart. I hope they do a bunch of reboots. I don't remember Lizzie McGuire as much as probably you do, but I'm excited to see a reboot just because I like Hilary Duff.
I do too. She's so great. And, like, I mean, obviously she's a very talented singer as well. I mean, she was the soundtrack to Laguna Beach. I just, all of these individuals are coming back into my life that played such a big role in high school, which was such a happy time. So, yeah, I'm pretty stoked.
What we get for number three?
We've got Mustang Mach-E. And it's a car. It's not a bird or anything like that. I guess a horse, actually, is what it would be. Because Mustang's horse. But it's from Ford. And they released their all-electric SUV. And it's starting at about $40,000, but it's looking sleek. Like, there's a nice little photo here. It's very aerodynamic. There's a front trunk that can be hosed out in case it gets messy, which I'm stoked on because I have a lot of messy outdoor gear that always kind of gets my car muddied up, and I would love to just hose it out. But, yeah, it's all electric, which is awesome. And it drives really fast. It accelerates extremely quickly, and it's looking good. So, yeah, I think it's what their angle is kind of like, taking all of the bad things that you don't like about electric cars and getting rid of them and then only keeping the good stuff. Because I think some people are frustrated with certain things around electric cars, but you won't find that in the Ford Mach-E.
It's funny. This is going to be the competition for Elon Musk's Tesla. And today they actually brought out Cybertruck. So they are like, hey, you got something for it. We got something for it, too. And they did a demonstration today, and the bulletproof glass Well, it wasn't very bulletproof. It ended up shattering, and I thought it was pretty funny. The first window, it shattered, and Elon was like, hey, do the second window. So the guy went and threw the metal ball at the second window, and it shattered too. And I was like, oh, that was a bad demo.
No.
Yeah. But it looks cool. It looks cool. It's like straight out of a comic book. So, but then again, that's cool for me. I'm not sure how cool that's going to be for like the general public.
It looks pretty stupid, honestly. I mean, it looks cool, but can you imagine like driving that down the street?
No.
It is a very interesting concept, and it does look like something like Batman would drive. But so what? What's the value prop? It's supposed to be bulletproof, but it's not. But it's supposed to be. What are they? Are you taking this into combat?
I don't know. I don't know what he expects you to be doing. Maybe this is directed towards Chicago. You know, we need cars like this. I don't know.
Wow.
It's at 39,900, or it could be 40,000. I can't remember. So it's going to be funny if they're just like right under that Ford truck. You know, they're like, hey guys, we're $100 less and you get bulletproof glass. Like, booyah. This is our selling point here.
That's awesome. I guess you can never be too safe out there.
What do we get for number two?
We've got the Grammy nominations. They are out for the 2020 Grammys. And it's exciting. There's a lot of new faces up there, which, like, obviously deserve to be in the running. Maggie Rogers is a best new artist, and it's fun watching her just freak out on Instagram and just be so excited about getting this accolade and being nominated in this category. But she's going up against some pretty tough competition in the best new artist category. Billie Eilish, Lizzo, Lil Nas X. Yeah, it's gonna be tough. But I personally like Maggie Rogers in that category, and then Song of the Year, I mean, Lover from Taylor Swift is up there, which I personally don't think should win. Truth Hurts from Lizzo. Lizzo is dominating right now. She's everywhere. She's also in Album of the Year for Cause I Love You, and she also has Record of the Year for Truth Hurts. Like, she is dominated in every single prominent category, which is awesome. But Taylor Swift's Lover is not up for Album of the Year. I think it's because they actually missed the deadline because it just came out pretty recently. I don't know, but it's airing on January 26th. Alicia Keys is host. It's going to be at the Staples Center in Los Angeles. And it's the 62nd annual Grammy Awards. So it's been going on for quite some time.
You know, I was looking at the nominees and I thought to myself, man, I feel so old because where's Katy Perry? Where's the people that I remember? These are like brand new people. Lil Nas X, like really? Really? You're going to nominate this guy? But I was like, what is going on? Like, do you feel like that too, or is it just me?
Well, I do think that there are a ton of new artists on here that have rose to prominence in the past like 18 months that are now dominating the nominations for the Grammys, but I am aware of them because, I don't know, I just feel like I've been kind of exposed to them around the festival circuit and just kind of listening to new music recently. But yeah, there's some of the biggest stars that you've seen come into the Grammys for so long are absent. But it's because they're just not innovating. They're not creating good music anymore.
Yeah, but Billie Eilish, I'm not saying she's bad, but she just came out of nowhere. Like, you could tell, like, she was, like, pre-packaged and pre-made. And I'm like, what is she doing here? Like, do we really have no one else? Like, let me look under the carpet real fast. And I guess that was Billie.
She's awesome, though. She's awesome. She's so great. And her SNL performance was great, and I mean, she came out of absolute nowhere, it did feel like, because all of a sudden she was just dominating the headlines, but I think it's for good reason. I like Billie quite a bit.
All right, I give you that. I'll let you have it.
Okay, good.
What do we get for number one?
Wow, we are less than a week away. It's Thanksgiving, and it's crazy because Thanksgiving is so late this year. Normally it would be yesterday, but it's in a week, and I'm excited. I love Thanksgiving, and so obviously people are turning to Google to figure out, you know, why? A lot of people were asking, why is Thanksgiving so late this year? And also, one of the trending questions was, how is the Thanksgiving date determined? I honestly don't know. That's something to Google for sure. But people are coming to Google to figure out, like, recipes and things like that. The most uniquely searched Thanksgiving food within Illinois is stuffing. Is stuffing. So you guys begin the stuffing zone. But I'm back in San Diego right now. We're going to have big, big, big Thanksgiving over at my house. And all the family and friends are going, and I'm excited.
So are you going to bring anything to cook, or are you just going to come there and eat?
Man, that's a good question. You know, I went to a Friendsgiving last weekend and I cooked my world famous strawberry bread, which is great. And maybe I'll do a little strawberry bread this time around. It doesn't really fit into any of the Thanksgiving categories, but strawberry bread's all time.
That sounds like Christmas too. Like, you can get away making that for Christmas. That sounds delicious.
Yeah, what are you making?
I haven't decided yet. My mother wants to do a turkey, but my sister is going to go visit her in-laws. So it's going to be very small. And I'm like, oh, if we do a turkey, like, it's going to be too much. But then again, that's Thanksgiving, right? It's all about excess.
It is all about excess and eating way too much and having tons of leftovers that you can eat for like the next 2 months. You can make a moist maker like Ross Geller on Friends. The turkey, the gravy-soaked bread in the middle.
That is a great idea. I'm going to bet there's a recipe for that, isn't there?
I will say, me and my sister made it a couple years ago, and it was disgusting.
Oh.
I mean, just nothing like eating super soggy bread. I don't know. It kind of made me a little nauseous. But I like where his head's at. In theory, it's nice. But you don't need a moist maker, personally.
You don't need a moist maker. It does sound pretty disgusting. What do we get for the YouTube video this week?
Kind of emotional. It's the Coldplay Daddy official video, and it's their new song. And man, I mean, it's good. It's the single off of their newest album, Everyday Life, and it shows this kind of beautiful story with animation of like this young girl traversing an ocean, talking about like missing her dad. And you know, Coldplay always kind of does the emotional type of music, but I don't know, this one kind of struck a different note for me, and I was getting a little misty-eyed this morning as I was watching.
Okay, so I am a sucker for practical effects, so I looked it up, and that was real puppets. And I thought that was pretty cool.
Really?
That it was real puppets. That was real practical effects, except for some of the parts, I think the fish and the crows and the birds and stuff, that was 2D animation, but everything else was all puppets. And it was really cool. The director had the concept already of a girl lost at sea, certain, you know, before she even heard the song, like, I want it kind of like this. And it just worked out. And I thought it was really beautiful. And I just really love that they did practical, because there's not enough of this.
That's incredible. I had no idea. It looks really lifelike and really impressive. Yeah, I could see how that could be the case. But yeah, that's great, man. Using puppets, no doubt. Puppets, you know, I feel like puppets are a little bit of a lost art. So I'm glad to see them getting back in the spotlight.
Yeah, and it's really creative how they do it, too, because the waves itself was cellophane wrap. I was like, what? That's crazy. And they were moving it, like, by their people in the corners, and they were pulling the cellophane, making it look like it was moving. And I was like, how creative is that? I would never have thought of this, but that's what makes practical effects so beautiful.
Thank you for that. Your knowledge is making me happy. That's great. I'm going to rewatch and have a new appreciation for these practical effects. Man, cellophane waves, what's up?
Well, thanks, Justin, for joining me. I appreciate you being here, man.
Yeah, always a pleasure. Talk to you next week.
This has been the Mason Vera Payne Show. Thanks for listening. Can't wait to hear more? Head to WGNradio.com for exclusive content by Mason. Also, follow Mason on Facebook and Twitter at Mason Vera Payne, that's all one word, and don't forget to share the show with your friends.